Typically, Eric Tanaka works in high-end kitchens with exotic ingredients such as lamb's tongue and Turkish peppers. He's a James Beard award-winning executive chef for Tom Douglas restaurants. So it seems like quite a departure to see him scooping school lunch onto compartmentalized trays at Roxhill Elementary, until you find out what's on the menu.
Tonight we're doing a little Tuscan white bean and kale stew. Then we have also the chicken and coconut curry squash, and we use the local butternut in there. We would run something similar to that in our restaurant. I think the big difference becomes how much they're spending, which is $1.10 per meal.
Even on that tight budget, he says quality cooking is still possible by avoiding gourmet ingredients and buying in bulk. Scaling recipes up to the necessary quantity has been a much bigger challenge.
That recipe sometimes, you know, when you're doing a batch for four people versus 400 versus 4,000, doesn't taste the same or cook out the same way.
That's where Randall Gazzardo comes in. He manages the mass production of the district's meals at the central kitchen, but also understands upscale cuisine as a former chef at Chez Panisse. He says making school meals tastier and healthier isn't just good for kids, it's necessary for the lunch program.
Like any restaurant out there, your bottom line is how many customers do you have? And by doing this, we should receive more kids coming back to eat.
In other words, he's hoping the new menu will attract parents and kids who've stayed away from school lunches so far. Of course, that hinges on whether youngsters will put the new foods in their mouths. It takes some serious encouragement from teacher Addie Harrington before one student will even touch her tongue to some couscous.
Well, you have to actually take a bite. You can't just look at it. She's chewing. She's swallowing. I think we have a winner.
Not every dish was so successful as far as 7-year-old Chandler Butcher is concerned.
I tried the meat. I didn't like that, but I really liked the fish.
Feedback from families and students at Roxhill and four other elementary schools will help determine which recipes make the cut. The hottest dishes are expected to hit lunch menus within a couple of months. Charlotte Baer, KPLU News, Seattle.